episode number 252. Happy 4th of July.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, what do you know? We're back at you for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
What do you know? I'm Jason.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't know if anybody heard that during the intro. Or
no.
People just might skip the intro now. And just
we've only been running it the same way for 3 years. It's becoming our trademark. We were going to change it over, but maybe we'll just keep it forever.
Yeah.
Because it says it all.
Yep.
What a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, happy 4th of July.
Man. Yeah.
Independence Day.
That's right. 200 and some odd years ago, we declared our independence from some other country.
Oh, those bastards in Great Britain. Yeah.
Yeah, so that gives us an excuse to blow up things that we're not supposed to blow up and buy things that we're not supposed to buy.
And barbecue. And
barbecue and drink beer. Yeah.
It's a hot one today, huh?
It's smoky outside. It's 91.
Man.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's
low humidity, though. So, and it actually feels pretty damn good. I'll take this day over a winter day any day.
Yeah, because this is a dry heat and winter is a wet cold. Oh, yeah, speaking of, it's the weekend, and why we're so giddy is because we just got done with Camaro Superfest.
Yeah, Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the giant Camaro...
juggernaut.
Yeah, of the year for us.
Yeah, well, it's up there.
Huge.
The NEOCC show coming up, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Yeah. That's another big one.
Yep.
So, yeah, Superfest.
Oh, boy.
Another great event. The weather couldn't be... Well, it could be a little better, but...
I don't know, 85 and sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
Whew. Yeah, but look at the color
perfect
of my
weather.
Head. I got
it's
a little
nice
sun.
Rosy red there.
Yeah. That's what I get. But, so it hung out with a lot of cool people, saw some old friends, made some new ones.
Saw a lot more fifth gens this year.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Gives me some ideas as to if I should ever want to modify my car.
Do it.
What I can do.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
But yeah, it's nice to see different exhausts and don't care for Lambo doors, but different modifications, the Heritage Grill in person, the different stripes people put on their cars.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people out there, you included, with a supercharger.
Yep.
Lots of cool vendors.
Yeah, yeah.
Out there.
And overall, cool people, man.
Yeah.
Get
to see your friends again.
Got to see, hung out most of the show area with my friends Lynn and Kelly.
Yep.
They're from Midland, and they got a very, very cool white 2010 Camaro with kind of just a unique combination.
Yeah.
And
looks like a Stormtrooper.
Yeah. It does. It's black and white. And I actually met them at the Milford show that our good friend Meissen from Michigan F-Body put on.
Okay.
And that was the first car that I noticed when I was pulling in there. And it's just... very striking. It's not normally what I like, the style of it, but it's just the combination is just right. It's not too much. It's not too little. It's just enough. Excellent people, and that was their first Superfest, and they loved it, and they'll be coming back, and that's where I'm going to get to is that if you haven't attended a Camaro Superfest, and you live in the... Well, actually, there's really no excuse now. The longest driven was from Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
there's a lot of Canadians that come in.
There was more Canadians than any other... U.S. state except Michigan.
Wow.
But anyway, you got to attend this event next year. I mean, you got a whole year to prepare, to get time off, and save up your money for your trip and everything.
Yep.
It's such a cool event. You can't beat it because it's so friendly and there's so many cool people.
And it's always the first weekend in July.
Yeah, that's right.
So, CamaroSuperfest.com, all the details on there. And I understand you won an award.
I got first place in the 2010 Camaro Modified.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm very proud to earn that award.
So did you bring your $8 plaque with you?
No, it's actually still in the car, which is just in the garage. Oh, you know who I finally introduced myself to? I think, and I may be wrong, please forgive me, but I think they refer to her as the Duchess.
Okay.
She goes around to the Camaro, I just think car shows in general, and she takes stunning photos of these vehicles. Okay. She just does it kind of as, I don't know if she's an amateur, I don't know if she's professional. She's usually dressed very interestingly because she makes her own outfits that are Chevrolet and car related, so they're kind of wild.
I noticed the belt buckle.
The belt buckle was a seat belt buckle. Yep. Yep. Around her, I guess, what, skirt dress thing.
Yeah.
Onesie. I don't know what she's, what do you call it, but she is so cool to talk to and hang out.
Her name is Duchess?
Well, her name is, hold on, I got her card here in my pocket, because she took some really kick-ass pictures of my car, and of course I can't find the card. nope, I'm not going to find it. But
that's okay.
Yeah, but her name is Pamela.
Oh, okay.
And she's pretty, it was really cool to finally meet her and hang out with her. Oh, you talk about vendors.
Yes. Two Cool Car Stuff.
Two Cool Car. Yeah, thank you.
Tony from Two Cool Car
Stuff. Losing my marbles here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, we still, you know, talk about his artwork. And we thought, we hadn't talked to him in a while, so it was good catching up with him. He's going to be running, this is a ways off, so you got plenty of time for this one too. He's going to be running a Christmas special on his artwork. So we'll be probably starting to talk about that in November. But in the meantime, go check out twocoolcarstuff.com and see what he has to offer.
Lots of cool prints he's got there, even with some 5th gen stuff now.
Yeah, and he's got a new one that has a Synergy Green in it.
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, it's only like just in the corner, so it's not prominent. It's not overpowering, but it's definitely
I'm
going
to have
there.
To go check out his website now.
Yep. I don't know, Barry and the rest of the Eastern Michigan Camaro Club.
Yep.
Put on such a great show. Can't say enough good things about Camaro Superfest, no question about it.
Yeah. It was good to see Rick again over at Livernoise.
Oh, Rick LeBlanc.
Yes.
Yeah. And, we can't forget about the Street Lethal F-Body Performance Group from here in the Michigan area.
Yeah, they're a crazy group to hang out with. And,
yep, they sure are.
Got to give our thanks for the multiple Jello shots that were dispensed on the hill as we sat outside and BS'd for 6 hours or so.
So I got to think that a large percentage of our listeners are going, this is all, this, I hope they're having fun, because this has nothing to do with me, because I'm not in Michigan, and that's our point.
Right. Get out here.
You need to get out here to Michigan for the July 4th weekend and attend Camaro Superfest next year.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Definitely.
You better do it.
Yeah.
And we'll cut you off from the podcast if you don't. We'll find out who you are, and we'll make sure that you can't download it.
What was cool is we actually met some listeners.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Speaking of which.
The one who came up to me when you were judging for like 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
I believe his name is Bob.
Uh-huh.
I was going to give out a shout out to Bob, but I can't remember if his username is Camaro Bob or Camaro X, I think he said.
I think it's Camaro Bob.
So let's give a shout out to Bob.
Right.
I know he's listening.
And then on Sunday, and I don't think it's the same guy, a listener found me. By my car, and told me that he drives does a lot of driving for his work, and he listens to the show there too. That's so cool to meet somebody that knows us from the show and not the site or our cars.
Right.
You know, it lets us know that we're doing the right thing.
Yep.
So we thank you very much for listening and finding us and telling us that you like the show. It keeps us going.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get on with the rest of the show, speaking of which.
Yeah, we're gaining momentum here.
Yeah, the NEOCC show. We weren't sure if this was going to happen because we didn't get any word about it. But we were talking with one of the NEOCC Northeastern Ohio Camaro Club member dudes, and his name was Morgan, I think.
Member dude.
A member dude. And sure enough, the NEOCC show is on, and I'm looking at the calendar right now here. Let me see.
I think it's September 11th and 12th, I thought.
I don't know. How do you use a calendar on the stupid Mac? you know, clicking, just double clicking on the clock, you know, wouldn't make sense, but no. Hold on. September. No, Chris, it's September 11th and 12th.
Oh, sweet. Okay, I'm glad.
Anyway, that's held at in Talmadge, Ohio, at the Summit Racing headquarters.
Well, we did this last year, and it was pretty darn cool.
I will not miss this one unless, you know, my leg is on fire and I can't get into my car or something like that. Again, a very, very cool show. It's all the proceeds go to charity. It's the ABCDCBA.
Yeah, it's like a children's burn clinic.
Children's burn clinic, right. Yeah, I can't think of it. American Children's
of Ohio or something like that.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And all the proceeds go to that. So it's a you know, for a good cause, and it's a good show.
Yeah.
The grounds are beautiful. The hotel is nice. And, of course, again, the staff is nice. I don't have... let me check the website here.
What is the web address?
NEOCC.homestead.com. Nope, it's still got the old information on it. But, yeah, like last year was September 12th and 13th. So, it's a two-day judge show. It's open to all F-bodies, Camaros, and Firebirds.
Yes.
That's what was last year. I believe it's, again, the same this year. I don't have the flyer on me. But if you want to attend this and you need more information before the website gets updated, just give us a call, drop us a voicemail, and we'll point you in the right direction.
Out.
Yeah, because this is a cool show. And we'd like to see you there as well. And because of the location, I think a lot more people could attend this one because it's a touch more centrally located.
Yeah, yeah.
So be there.
Absolutely.
Or be round.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Speaking of momentum.
Yes.
Go.
Our good buddy, Jordan Musser, who's been on our message board forever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's a driver for Momentum Race Group.
He's like the lead dude.
Yeah. Posted that they are now opening their doors to the public in Lewisville, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a place to take your car now to get worked on, hey, the Momentum Race Group, man. Check them out. MomentumRaceGroup.com.
These are nobody, you know, just not ordinary guys that likes Camaros and Firebirds that decided to open a shop. Jordan is a world champion shifter kart racer.
Yeah.
Well, formerly. I don't think he's involved in it anymore. He was also on an NBC television show, and I forgot what it was called, but it was where they were racing around like spec Miatas or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Remember what I was talking about? Yeah. It was a couple years ago. He was in that show, too.
It was on Speed, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was NBC, but maybe you're right. You might be right. It's called Taken or Torqued or something like that.
Yeah,
but anyway,
Speed.
And then now he's progressed to the point where he's, you know, got this race team, Momentum Race Group.
Yeah.
And this is a big deal. I mean, yeah, this is a guy that went from, we've known him his entire career.
Pretty much.
You know, and it's really awesome to see him moving forward with this race,
yeah,
team and now opening his own shop.
Yeah.
And we're CamaroZ28.com. We are all very, very proud to sponsor and be a part of his race team.
Yeah.
If you'll look, on his website, what is the website, Chris?
It's MomentumRaceGroup.com.
You'll see a picture of the car with the Camaro Z28.com logo right behind, yep, the rear tire.
He's racing in the Grand Am Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge Series.
Mm-hmm.
So all our best to Jordan and kick ass out there, man.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours and a good friend of the F-Body community. He did some great things with his Camaro at the drag strip that... You know, he was really doing some seriously cool stuff on very, very little mods. He was, mm-hmm, he's an excellent driver. So he's one of our Camaro brothers, and you got to support him. You know, check him out and follow him, and keep your eyes open for when they post. They let people be volunteer to be pit crew members.
Yeah, isn't that
you
cool?
Know? Yeah. So I mean, he actually involves the community, and that's,
yeah,
the way it should be.
Yeah.
So hats off to Jordan. Best of luck, and we're gonna, yeah, keep following you. Keep kicking ass, man.
Yeah. Once again, it's MomentumRaceGroup.com to check them out. Also, if you want information on the Grand Am Continental Tire Sports Car Challenge Series, visit grand-am.com.
Oops, wrong button.
It's time for the thread of the week.
Do we have a thread of the week?
Z28.com message boards.
No.
Okay, I'll just stop that. Don't even ask me how I did that. I was just moving a window around on a stupid Mac that doesn't even have a calendar.
Yeah, there's a button on the bottom. It says calendar.
Where? Oh, that one. This doesn't say calendar. It says iCal because it's iStupid.
Whatever.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, what else we got here? We got some. Do we have any voicemails?
Yes, we have voicemails too.
You want to do those next?
Yeah, sure. What the heck?
Okay, cool.
Hey, Jason, Chris, this is Dave, the postal guy from Cincinnati, eating some roast beef and sweet potato and potatoes for dinner. But anyways, I emailed you my address for the prize pack, and we still think the Synergy Green Camaro is what?
Fugly.
It's fugly. Okay, well, you guys have a great 4th of July, and hopefully I'll hear myself again on the podcast. It just makes me so happy, and I laugh at work, and people look at me strange. But I am a postal worker. And I did go to the gun show, and they wouldn't give me a discount because I was a postal worker. I don't understand that. Talk to you guys later.
Dave.
Dave won our giveaway last month.
Yep.
I wonder if he realizes that it's only one prize per winner per year.
Yeah.
Probably not.
That's okay.
I think Dave likes hearing himself talk as much as I do.
Dave's funny, though.
Dave's awesome. Yes,
I
Dave.
I like his voicemails.
Yeah, they're cool. Dave, we did get your address. I'm putting together a pack for you. I'm not including anything flammable or any ammunition. Sorry. So thanks again for calling in, as always, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, I guess. Okay. Got another one, Chris?
You betcha.
Hey, this is Shane Beegin from the forums. First-time caller, long-time listener. Got off work today. Drove a bunch of 2011s, and got to say I really like the heads-up display. A lot brighter than I thought it would be. We don't get a lot of heads-up displays there. But other than that, nothing really different. Keep up the good work. Have a good one. Bye.
New caller.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Excellent. Thanks for calling in.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, absolutely.
You played with a heads-up display not too long ago, too, didn't
you? Yeah, again, at the Milford show. I was talking to Al Oppenheiser, and he let me try it in his car. And I tried to take a video, but it's kind of hard to because it's being projected onto glass, so you can't exactly focus on it because the eye sees it beyond the glass, but the camera sees it in the glass, so it doesn't come out quite right. But it is pretty cool. It's not super feature-packed. I mean, you know, you can see your tack and everything, which is a bonus right there. And you can watch, change the radio station, everything.
That's what
like
I
that.
Thought was one of the coolest parts of it.
But there is no, you know, shift light or anything. Well, I guess the tack, I don't know.
There's like three different tack views something like that.
Regardless, it's really, really cool. Yeah. So I'm glad the 2011s are out. Kind of surprised there's not more significant changes, but maybe they're just holding back till 2012 with whatever else they might be coming out with that we are unaware of.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the voicemail, and thanks, everybody, for calling in. We need to hear from you if you have anything on your mind at all, and you could be in the running for our monthly big old prize pack giveaway that Shotgun Postal Worker Dave won last week. And so we want you to call in. Here's how. No, that's not how. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was in the sun all weekend. I'm just drained, so I'm just hitting the wrong
keys.
Okay. Do we have any more?
Yes.
All right.
We have one more.
Okay, cool.
Hey, guys. Bear Z28 here. I was just out at one of the dealerships out here looking at some different brand of vehicle. I'm looking for a daily driver, but, yeah, I love haggling with these guys, and this guy did not want to budge off the sticker price. And, yeah, anyway, I finally found a daily driver that I like, and it's got absolutely everything that I've been wanting, and unless you've driven one, it's quite nice. I mean, especially for $25,000 brand new, but I'll leave you hanging on that one, but I'm still keeping the Camaro. Don't get me wrong on that. I'd still like a Corvette one of these days, but this thing, my truck here doesn't take to the heat very well, and I'm wondering when it's going to kick the bucket. So I'm going down to Phoenix for 6 weeks and save my money. I'm getting a new daily driver. But the guy at one of the other dealerships, Volkswagen, he was saying that they're coming out with the 2011 Z28. I said, no, that's not confirmed. He's like, yeah, it is. I said, trust me, that's not confirmed. And it's kind of cool to argue with somebody about that when they're pretty darn certain that it's, you know, I haven't heard that yet. Maybe old Fitzy there hasn't heard that yet either. So, all right, guys, I just figured I'd drop you a line. So, all right, later.
Let me tell you something, friend. That kid who just called, what he needs is a good bust in the chops.
Oh, good to hear from you, Bear.
That's right.
Old Fitzy, huh?
Fitzy.
Oh, that's great.
The next time I see him, I'm going to be like, hey, Fitzy! That's awesome. Oh. So you had to buy something other than a Chevrolet for daily driver.
Yeah. And then he hit a school of a Volkswagen salesperson on the Z28 availability.
As of this very day, July 4th, 2010, There is no official confirmation of any Z28
right.
that has been released to the public.
Absolutely. 100%.
So Klaus can shut up. Don't feel bad about the daily driver thing. I lost my lease on my Trailblazer, and I actually just wound up paying cash for something used. And I bought a 10-year-old, 100,000-mile Jeep Grand Cherokee
because
it suits my needs. I tried to find a Blazer. I tried to find a Trailblazer, but I'm in between careers. So I had to just get something I could pay cash for, and it's all about value and what works, and it does. So yeah. I miss my Trailblazer something fierce. I loved that vehicle. It was a great vehicle, but I had to let it go because, you know, GMAC wouldn't let me work a deal. So
yeah.
We do what we got to do, but as long as we keep our heart where it belongs or some crap like that. So, yeah. Bear, thank you so much for calling. Good luck, and fight the good fight, man.
That's right.
That's right. So what else we got?
Well, this week, sales figures for June were released, since, you know, it's the beginning of July now.
Right.
And according to this article, the June sales numbers, GM led all of the big three. What's weird, though, and I guess shows the economy isn't picking up as much as people were thinking. Everybody's sales dropped in June, like by 13% since last year, comparing with June of last year. That's not very good news.
Well, it's not a complete barometer of the situation.
But. Camaro sales are still nice, real nice. Let's see. Camaro sold 7,540 units. I believe that was about 800 less than Mustang again.
Boy. I don't expect that to last forever.
No.
Mustangs are looking mighty attractive to a lot of people. Can't blame them.
Yeah.
The whole 5.0 thing is a really nice sales point.
It says in this article, the Chevy Volt, Buick Regal, and CTS Coupe should all make a big impact on GM's total sales figures. So look to see GM towards the top of the list through the rest of the summer and into the fall.
Well, maybe it's just a bad month, you know.
Yeah.
You've heard it. It's a bad month for car sales, but then it picks back up. So, you know, if you're in the market for a car, open that wallet, man. Help the economy.
I did.
Yeah, that's right.
I bought mine in June.
That's right. What'd you get, Chris?
The
Suquinox?
Yeah, Suquinox. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still in the mode of ripping on Lynn and Kelly. Oh, boy.
So that's it.
No, that's it, huh?
Those are the sales figures for June.
I can't wait to buy another Camaro.
Yeah.
Help the economy.
Yeah.
Why'd you buy another one? Got to help that economy, man. Keep the engine going.
Yeah, you should just get a V6 one for Val.
No.
Silver one.
No, just only because she'd be like, how come I always get, you know, like, you know, we got iPhones, she gets a 16-gigabyte version, I get the 32-gigabyte version.
Oh.
You know, and I could come up with some flimsy excuse. Well, honey, I take more video.
Yeah.
Or I put more MP3s on it.
Right.
Well, honey, I can handle incredible speed and you can't. Well, actually, the V6 is nothing to sneeze at anymore.
No. 312 horsepower for 2011?
That's right. And 2010.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually very happy with her Equinox.
Good. Good cars.
Good cars.
Yep.
Good company. Go GM, go Chevrolet, and go Jeep Grand Cherokee. Used. 100,000 miles. Paid off. And that way, and that's the nice part, is I can park it anywhere the hell I want. And if somebody rams a shopping cart into it, so what? It certainly wouldn't be the first time. Just take a look at it.
Yeah.
It gets me around. Plus, I can be styling. All right. Is that it for our show this week?
That's it.
Do we have anything else we got to talk about?
No. And if we do, we'll just talk about it next week.
Yeah. And, you know, call in and give us something to talk about next week. And
absolutely.
Maybe win that prize pack like Postal Dave did.
Yeah.
All right. Buckle your safety belts. Do not drink and drive. God bless America.
Yes.
Sounds good.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.